Welcome to the 618 Now, a production of the Chamber of Commerce and the O'Fallon Weekly, where we give you a snapshot of what's happening right now in O'Fallon and Shiloh. So, Jessica, what's going on?
I feel like it's been forever, Nick, since we've seen each other.
It kind of has.
It feels like a long time.
Yeah, we pre-recorded last week's episode the week prior, so it's been like, what, like over 2 weeks?
It's been 2 weeks, yeah. That's crazy. And it was a busy 2 weeks, too.
No joke.
A week ago, the Chamber started a holiday promotion we're calling There's No Place Like Local, and it is meant to encourage and reward those who shop local businesses over the holidays. So okay. here's how it works. When you shop at any of the participating downtown businesses, you can upload your receipt to our website, and for every $10 you spend, you'll be entered to win cash.
Okay.
And then on December 11th, any purchases from those businesses and purchases from all of the market vendors during the winter market at O'Fallon Station will receive double entries.
Cool.
So if you spend $52, then you'll receive 5 entries. But on December 11th, if you spend $52, you'll receive 10 entries. There are 5 cash prizes ranging from $50 to the top prize of $500.
Sweet.
Yeah. So store employees are wearing buttons that have a QR code to scan, and it takes you right to the website where you'll upload a picture of your receipt. The whole process takes less than a minute, and it's really easy to do. But here's the neat thing. In the first 3 days of the promotion, over 120 receipts were submitted, and they totaled $8,000.
Wow.
Isn't that neat?
That is good.
The promotion runs through Friday, December 17th. The winners will be selected by random draw and will be notified on Monday, December 20th.
Well, that gives them a whole week of Christmas to go spend the money.
Exactly.
So what I like about this is that the prizes are cash. Sometimes prizes are gift cards or baskets, and that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
But this is actual money. Like, whoever wins first place will come to the chamber office and be handed $500 cash.
Mm-hmm.
So, in addition to this, there's another way people can win cash, right?
Yes. So, there's also the Snowman Selfie Competition. And for this one, there's no purchase required. So, 33 local businesses throughout O'Fallon and Shiloh have snowmen on display.
Yep.
You can visit the business and snap a selfie with the snowman. Then there's a QR code you can scan and upload it, just like the other competition. And then every photo that's uploaded is a chance to win one of 4 cash prizes, with $250 being the first place prize for that. That contest runs through December 19th, and the winners will be announced on Monday, December 20th.
Wow. So December 20th, that's what, a Monday. It's going to be a pretty big day at the office. You're giving away like $1,500 cash that day.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, we are. I just realized that.
You're going to need one of those money guns, you know, load them up with dollar bills and shower the winners in cash. As soon as they walk into the building, just be all dollar bills, y'all.
We'll do that. And then we'll put a boomerang up of all the, money raining down.
I like it. So Jess, what else is happening?
There is a lot to do. Something I'm excited about is the Jingle Hike Challenge. And for anyone who enjoys spending time outdoors, you're going to like this too. Jingle bells are tied to 12 trees in parks throughout southwestern Illinois from now until New Year's Day. You visit the park, you take a short hike, and then you find the bells. And then participants are asked to visit as many parks as they can, take a selfie with the bell, and submit the photo. John Grisham is a local realtor in front of the chamber, and I saw on Instagram this weekend that he went out and found some of those.
Okay.
These are all throughout southern Illinois. Some are a little further away than others. I think the furthest one is maybe a 90-minute drive, but most are pretty local. So I know there's one in Shiloh, Lebanon, and Collinsville.
Well, if you believe the winter forecast for the next 2 weeks, it's going to be pretty great weather to get outside.
It really is. Yep. So I'm going to go ahead and link to that jingle hike details in the show notes. And then looking at the calendar, it is jam-packed, and there is something for everyone. Today is Friday, December 3rd, and tonight kicks off the Madrigal Dinner put on by the High School Madrigal Choir. For those who might not be familiar with madrigals, it is a Renaissance period production where the entertainers sing and perform a cappella music. They are dressed in Renaissance attire, and the costumes are really beautiful. They're very talented performers, and the shows that I've seen are really funny, too. It's a great family event. They do a really good job. And then fun fact, Nick, my husband, Craig, he was Madrigal King when he was in high school.
No way.
He's got a really good voice, and he's going to absolutely kill me for
I was going to say, I'm like, is Craig cool with you, you know, talking about this?
We'll find out.
Okay.
Dinner performances for the Madrigals are sold out, so if you didn't get your tickets, you're sort of out of luck there. However, the Beggar's Feast, which is a lunchtime performance where they will have light hors d'oeuvres and cookies, are available on a first-come, first-served basis at the door.
Okay.
Those lunch performances are Saturday and Sunday at 1 p.m., and tickets are $10. And then all of the performances happen at the OTHS Milburn campus.
Neat.
Tomorrow, Saturday, December 4th, there's a lot happening at Creative Landscapes, which is a local landscaping and garden center. Throughout the holiday season, they'll have live reindeer that you can pay a small fee for food, and then you can go feed the reindeer.
Neat.
They'll have Santa on site during the weekends too, so you can get a photo with him. And then on Saturdays, they'll have food trucks there as well. And if you're looking for a live Christmas tree, the OTHS Band Boosters will be at Creative Landscapes selling Christmas trees. And we'll link to all of those details in the show notes.
Josh is such a good guy over there at Creative Landscapes.
Yep, he's a lead and graduate too.
Oh, is he?
He is.
I know he loves bringing in the reindeer every year.
It's a really neat event.
Yeah.
For sure. Also on Saturday, the O'Fallon Historical Society is hosting a holiday open house at the History Museum in the downtown district. The museum is located on the corner of Lincoln and State Street across from Gia's, and the open house is from 9 until 4 p.m. They will have museum tours, refreshments, music, and sing-alongs, and then Santa will visit from 1 until 3 p.m. There is some really cool Christmas history in O'Fallon. Have you ever heard Brian Keller talk about the Santa situation from, I think it was the 50s or 60s or so?
You know, I kind of vaguely remember that story.
Okay, so Brian Keller is our community historian, and he talks about, I don't remember the details, I might have to get Brian on the show, but there was a business that brought Santa in, and then another business decided to also bring their own Santa in, and then it became sort of this competition to see which Santa could make the coolest arrival. And it got to the point one year where one of the Santas arrived via helicopter.
Oh, I do remember that. Yes.
Isn't that cool?
I kind of want that kind of competition in downtown. Let's get some dueling Santas.
Exactly. So maybe I'll reach out to Brian and get some more details on that.
Okay.
Don't forget that the Chamber is collecting cookies, both homemade and purchased, in support of our troops at Scott Air Force Base. Cookies can be dropped off at the Chamber office this Wednesday between 8 a.m. and 1 p.m.
Why don't you tell people where the Chamber office is? I think it's one of those things that if you know, you know, but if people don't know, then they obviously don't know.
That's a good call. So the Chamber office is located in the old train depot building on East 1st Street. So that's across from like Refinery Salon and Shooters over by there. So
yep.
That's where we are.
It's not a bus station, folks.
It's not. It used to be. It's not anymore.
But now it's not.
It's not. And then next weekend, two big events are happening. On Saturday, December 11th, the O'Fallon Police Department is hosting Breakfast with Santa. The event starts at 8 a.m. and is held at Cariel Junior High School on Seven Hills Road. This is a really fun event, and lots of kids come out for that because they have breakfast and activities for the kids, and then the big guy arrives via a police escort, and the kids just love that. That is so fun to watch. Their faces light up when Santa arrives with all the cops.
I always like to see when they arrest the Grinch.
Oh, do they do that?
Typically, the Grinch is running around there doing his thing and everything like that.
Wreaking havoc.
Yeah, and then the cops, they'll like,
I've never seen
nab
that.
Him.
Oh, that's fun.
Yep, so.
Also next Saturday is the Winter Market at O'Fallon Station, and that is combined with Tinsel Around Town, which is a downtown shopping event. So the market's from 3:30 to 7:30 at the O'Fallon Station. Sarah Burton is the market coordinator, and she said this will be the biggest market yet. They have over 50 vendors, and they'll have the farmer and the food vendors that we're sort of used to from the Vine Street Market, but they'll also have more artisan and craft vendors to provide some locally sourced handmade options for gifts. Also that evening, there will be carriage rides up and down First Street, and those are already sold out, but lots of shops are beautifully decorated, and then the Madrigal Choir will be roaming and serenading shoppers with Christmas carols. So
okay.
It is set up to be a really great night to soak up the holiday spirit.
Definitely.
And we'll cover more of that in next week's episode, but until then, save the date. And then finally, heads up, the following Saturday, December 18th, is the Downtown Christmas Carol Pub Crawl.
Okay.
You want to register your team of up to 10 people, sport your ugliest holiday sweater, and then join us downtown. Each group will be given a specific Christmas carol to sing, and then they're going to go from place to place practicing their song for patrons at each restaurant and bar. And then around 8:15, all of the groups will meet up at Bike Surgeon, where they will perform the song they've been practicing all night, and then celebrate with a holiday party. I've also been told that Bad Santa will be making the rounds downtown.
Okay.
Is that you? Are you Bad Santa?
I am not Bad Santa. No. No. I am Jolly Old Saint Nick, but I am not Bad Santa.
You're the good Santa. Okay.
Yep.
This is similar to the Halloween hunt that sold out. So if you're interested in this Christmas Carol crawl, you're going to want to get registered before tickets are gone. And I'll link to that in the show notes.
You gave yourself lots of tongue twisters in there between Christmas Carol crawl and my particular favorite here is a place practicing their song for patrons. Or I'm sorry, place to place practicing their song for patrons.
Nothing like a good alliteration.
Yeah, that's a lot.
And tongue twisters.
right there. Wow, well, there is a lot to do going on around town. So on that note, I've got to get going.
Thanks, Nick. It's always a pleasure.
This podcast is a production of the O'Fallon Shiloh Chamber of Commerce. We're a nonprofit with over 600 members, and together we welcome, unite, and promote business. Remember, you can't buy happiness, but you can buy local, and that's sort of the same thing.